The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Welcome, everyone. Every week on Tuesdays, 3 o'clock, we bring you our show with real estate and finance information and always have good and interesting guests on.
A plethora of fascinating guests.
That's right. Our list is overflowing at this point.
It is, which is actually kind of fun. I love it. We've got people stacked up for months right now.
I know. Super happy. We've got a great guest today.
Yes, we do. So, yes, we have Mara Fixdal from Communities and Schools. Say hello.
Hello.
we're going to get you all fired up. Yeah, we'll definitely get you engaged in this. But so we have Communities and Schools here today. I'm super excited. As you know, a lot of my networking that I do on a regular basis introduces me to really wonderful people throughout the community. And so Mara and I met a couple of weeks ago, and I was so excited about what they're doing. This is a national type of program, but I met her on a local basis. And I'm a big fan of mentoring and also education. So this, for me, just seemed like a perfect natural fit.
That. That's right.
Yeah.
Education, that's our whole goal. That's what we have fun doing with our jobs, our real jobs, our day jobs.
Our real jobs? As opposed to our fake jobs?
To our fake radio job.
Right. I guess, yeah, this is kind of our fake radio job. So, yeah.
It's his real job.
You and I just fake it. As he was saying earlier, he can just take all of the syllable sounds we've made and just auto-tune us into a show.
Yeah, we don't even need to be here. He can just kind of put...
We're just going to phone it in, really.
Probably be more coherent than our live show, actually.
Could be, but I'd say speak for yourself on that one.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, though, from an education standpoint, for us, not only are we constantly on a one-on-one basis educating people, but as we've brought up on the show the last couple of weeks, we have this Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and left and full-on center. We have our class.
First-time homebuyer class, which is the official certified class for first-time homebuyers, which entitles you to access to special loan programs, including zero-down financing, as well as tax credits for first-time homebuyers. So this is the class to
Everybody likes a tax credit.
Absolutely. So when is it going to be?
This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Where?
It's going to be at the Remax East Side property, and that is located at 11555 Southeast 8th Street in Bellevue. And it's on the second floor. So when you walk in, there's either an elevator or a set of stairs to... Get you right on
but
up
there. But
don't
just show up. You got to register.
Yes, you do have to register. Limited. I think I got two more registrations before the show today. So, and I haven't even gone through all my email. So,
right. No, it's going to fill up fairly fast. And to register, you can send an email to info@teamreba.com, or you can also tweet us at Team Reba, or you can tweet me at Eric is my banker. That's ERIC.
Yeah, you like to be tweeted.
Right. It's all still new to me. I'm like, ooh, a tweet.
Somebody actually sent me a message.
Wow.
Don't you like how I tag you on there all the time?
Oh, you do. Yeah, you're very good about that.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Yes, thank you. In fact, Mara, you guys have a Twitter handle, do you not?
We do, yeah.
What is your Twitter handle in case somebody would like to look that up while they're here today?
Our Twitter handle is CIS of Renton.
CIS of Renton.
CIS of Renton.
And CIS is not like the, that's CSI.
Yeah, don't get that confused.
Yeah, don't confuse them.
CIS.
Yes, Communities in Schools in Renton.
Renton.
Yes, CIS in Renton.
Got it.
Is there also a website that you could maybe mention if people want to look it up while we're on here?
There is. Let's see. It is. It's www.renton.ciswa.org.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so did we cover everything on our class, though?
I believe we did. So okay. This Saturday,
yeah.
That's the 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is mm-hmm. a five-hour class.
Yep.
The price of admission is zero, and
yep.
we feed you.
Yes. By the way, I found a sponsor today.
Yeah.
I had lunch with a wonderful gal, Sarah, over at Next Title.
Yeah.
And they are going to be bringing some materials to discuss title and escrow.
Okay.
You know, they'll be able to
nice.
Leave it for us. But they're also going to sponsor, I believe, water bottles for us and maybe some juice or something like that to go along with the food.
I thought you were going to say like steaks and salads or something good like that.
Well, I think we could work on her for that potentially.
I have to see what we
I'll mention that to her.
See what we can work out.
After the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe she's listening right now, Sarah. We're just giving you some tips.
Well, but this class on Saturday, it is a class that Reba and I volunteer mm-hmm. for through the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. Mm-hmm. And this class does certify you for special programs. We mentioned that. But more important than that, we've custom tailored the class to give our students really the tools that they need to be successful out there buying in this crazy market that we have. And with all the rules that we have for lending and real estate, it's complicated these days. So we're trying to
Very
give everyone the tools that they need to be well-educated, better educated, give them an edge up on possibly their competition. Because when you do find that first home, especially if you're in that first-time home buyer realm, there's going to be a lot of competition for those homes. You know, we're seeing typically still, you know, when a nice home comes on the market, there might be 5, 6, 7 offers on that home, depending on the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to be prepared and got to be ready, well-educated, so that you can jump in there confident and prepared and hopefully have an offer that's going to beat out everybody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on with offers nowadays. As you know, sometimes the people with the unique offer win. We mentioned the week before that one of our young clients got lucky with a love letter.
Yes.
And this last week I had two other deals that got underway. And one of them, the contingent offer was the one that was picked, which was really unique.
Yeah.
Very unique. It's almost impossible in this marketplace to get a contingent offer put through.
Just to explain that, contingent means that this offer is contingent on this customer selling their home before they can buy the new one.
Correct.
Sellers don't like that.
Yeah, it's like a domino effect. You
right.
have to have everything work just right for everything to fall in line.
Yeah, the seller has to wait now for this buyer to sell their home and hope it sells quickly. In the meantime, though, of course, the seller can continue to market that property in a contingent situation. And if they find a buyer who is non-contingent, then the seller can bump the buyer out and give the yeah. buyer notice. They can either continue to say, forget it, I don't want to buy, or they mm-hmm. can move forward, waive their contingency
mm-hmm.
and move forward purchasing the home before they've sold their old home.
Yeah, we don't like the bump, though, when
yeah.
it's our customer, though.
No. Bump's
yeah.
fun to dance with after
See, I never really enjoyed the bump yeah. as a dance either.
No,
because there's always someone who gets a little
yeah.
too excited.
Yeah, look at this.
And just
look
smacks your
thing.
Hip
look
at, you know, yeah, they smack your hip at a joint.
Yeah.
And now, and the older I get, the less I like it. Like,
there
don't, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Speaking of bumps, let's
yes.
talk about interest rates.
Yeah. So, was there a bump in rates?
Well, not yet, but it's a little volatile today.
Okay.
So we
do explain.
We've got some gyrations going on in the market.
Oh, wow. We got from the bump to gyrations.
Yeah.
Well, we just got a whole like
well,
jiggle
yeah,
fest going on.
We got all kinds of stuff going on right now. So, well, what's...
yeah, we're doing the twist. It's like Zumba in here.
Let's just, we'll use that analogy here. Our rates are having a jiggle fest right now. So, what's happening today is that there's an increasing fear or concern in the bond market that the Fed is indeed going to increase rates in June. And so up until this point, we've seen mortgage rates especially being very, very stable. The Fed did increase rates last year, as some of you recall, back in December. And then there was the speculation was they'd increase rates four times this year.
Right.
But the economy's been pretty weak. It hasn't been all that strong. Although the Fed met in April, and there was a little bit of dissension amongst the Fed governors about whether they wanted to increase rates in June or not. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know exactly what they talked about until tomorrow. Tomorrow, the minutes from that last April Federal Open Market Committee meeting will be released. Then we can hear what they really talked about.
And see if they went to fisticuffs on it?
And they most likely did, because over the last couple of weeks, there's been several Federal Reserve governors that have been talking fairly openly about the prospects of increasing rates in June. And what's going to happen coming up, now the next Federal Reserve meeting is going to be on June 14th and 15th. And at that point, they'll make an announcement on whether they're increasing rates or not. However, on June 6th, so a week or so before that, Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen is going to be making a speech at the Philadelphia Federal Reserve.
Will she be speaking it, or will she be yelling?
She'll be yelling and chilling with she'll be gelling or whatever. I don't know. She's going to make a speech. The fact that they're already sort of scheduling that speech is a pretty good indication that she's going to be making some sort of a statement of significance.
Okay.
The Fed does not like to shock the markets, so they like to very ease their way into any changes in policy.
Okay.
So the fact that that Yellen's making a speech about a week before the Fed Philly Fed meeting is a fairly strong indicator that there may be a rate increase in
the works.
So
you can read between the lines is what
yes.
you're saying.
Which is why our bond market today mm-hmm. is bouncing around a little bit, putting some upward pressure on interest rates.
Okay.
With that said, rates are still very, very good. Conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loans are hovering around 3.75%. So are jumbo loans, and sometimes some even a little bit less than that. 15-year fixed rates are hovering right around 3%. 10-year fixed rates around 2.875%.
Okay.
So if you're thinking still about refinancing or buying a home, especially refinancing, mm-hmm. today would be a good day to lock in that rate. I wouldn't wait until tomorrow if you're on the fence.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. Well, okay.
Today would be the day.
Because I had people to talk to you about who we met over this massive open house weekend that we did. So one of them's actually considering either a 5, 7, or 10.
Yeah. Today, like I say, today be the day. Six lenders so far today have already increased their rates.
Wow.
When
okay.
we come back, though, we've wrapped up our rates. Let's get into the markets and also be talking to our guest here.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.